Everyone's talking about this P. Diddy situation, and I've been meaning to talk about it my damn self, but I predicted this in a previous episode I did when I was discussing the situation with Keefy D and how Keefy D allegedly indicated that Puff had paid for the hit on Tupac, and you know that's been on the internet for a long time now. And I said that they're getting ready to come after Puff, and there's so much dirt on them, and we've seen this time and time again from these celebrities. They get built up just to be broken down. And that's why I've always had my middle finger up to the system. Because that's what they do to you. They make you sell your soul. You sell out. You participate in all kinds of deviant acts. You know, they literally bend these men over and F them. You know, they humiliate them. And in Puffy's case, he turned around and did the same thing to these women and men that the industry has done to them. Namely, allegedly, Clive Davis. They said that, I believe it was Jaguar Wright who said that Clive Davis was pimping Diddy, or that Diddy was like his sex slave or whatever. I'm going to use the word alleged, but it's not far from believable. But everyone's known for years that Diddy has been a weirdo. So the rumor has it is that the reason why he was able to get to where he got to, or the position he was in, as far as Bad Boy was concerned, you know, he went from an intern to being the man. Diddy was everywhere in the mid-90s. But he got there because he got on his knees, right? So beyond that comes the abuse. Cassie broke the story. Everyone knows this already. But it shows you how much of a slime ball, a dirtbag piece of shit Diddy is. The man will get on his knees for another man, then turn around and abuse this woman. And she's not the only one. We heard about Kim Porter. And it's somebody I have no respect for. And neither, he was not like he would give a shit. A person like that wouldn't give a shit how people feel about him, you know, whatever. But I'm just saying, I've been accused of being this, you know, this negative person, and, you know, you don't like nobody. I don't like anybody in the industry. See, now, a lot of the things that I was talking about years ago is starting to come out. R. Kelly, Bill Cosby, now Diddy. You had Harvey Weinstein, even Clive Davis himself. You know, you had Kevin Spacey. See, all of this stuff is starting to come out. And it's just, it's crazy seeing this now. After all of these years, Jaguar Wright really blew a lot of things up, and people called her crazy. And for me, you know, to be honest, you know, I'm not going to sit up here and lie to you. You know, this is a moment of honesty, so I'm not going to lie to you. I'm going to be real with you. I don't know much about her, and, you know, one of the reasons why I never talked about her on my podcast because I don't know. There's a fine line between being truthful and being somebody that's just bitter because of situations that they've had. And maybe, you know, maybe she knows some things and exaggerates. I don't know. But I give her the benefit of the doubt. And again, these people are weirdos in the industry. So I do have to lean towards her side. I do have to. I would say that there's some truth to what she's saying, if not all of it, you know. I mean, it is kind of strange that it's like, damn, she knows something about everybody. But again, she's somebody that's been around. So she knows people. But I do believe the things that she's saying about Puff, that I can see, that I can believe. This dude, I mean, there's rumors that he tried to get with Chris Brown. The Game has even said that, you know, did he try to do some strange shit with him? Exhibit said that he was at a party with Diddy, and it was just like a bunch of weirdo activity there. It's just been too many people. 50 said that Diddy tried to take him shopping, you know. So that's neither here nor there. Most important thing is that this dude is an abuser. Not only, I mean, his weirdo lifestyle, that's his weirdo lifestyle. He would be no different from the rest of these weirdos in Hollywood and in the music industry. But going beyond that is the abuse, man. Not only is this guy a weirdo, but he's an abuser. I mean, the things that Cassie accused him of making her go online and look for male prostitutes for her to engage with, and then you know damn well he was participating and getting down with these dudes his damn self, because what man, what normal thinking man would do some shit like that with his woman, you know, get his woman. I mean, it just goes to show you. And I'm saying all of that to say this. Look, your heroes are a bunch of scumbags, man. Call me whatever you want to call me. Say that I'm negative. You know, you all you are is just negative all the time. F you. Okay? I told y'all, man. Your heroes are a bunch of weirdos. Now, I hope y'all get the point now. If Cosby, R. Kelly, and Diddy ain't enough for you to see that the industry itself is just a weirdo pageant, and they're nobody to look up to, because people, one of the things that I hate about people in general is people always kiss the ass of people people that they think are higher up than them or you know, they got so much money, but you don't look at what they have to do to get to that level. You don't take that into consideration. These people are scumbags, man. A lot of them are traffickers, and they get involved in all types of demonic, satanic rituals, and I won't even go there right now. They're not who you think they are. You know, they go give out turkeys for Thanksgiving, always talk about black love and, you know, and bettering the community and all of this bullshit. But behind the scenes, this dude is beating his women, making them sign NDAs so they can't disclose or reveal the horrific things that he does. These people, they groom these really like children, you know, they be teenagers. They groom them and make them their property. But y'all look up to them. You know, y'all don't like the real. Y'all like the fake shit. Y'all like these fake ass people, man, that look the part, that say all the right things. Same thing with these politicians. They're a bunch of weirdos and nobody to look up to. And if you still want to look up to these people after everything has been revealed about them, then that's on you, you know? That's on you. But you can't say, this is the beautiful thing about what's come out about Puff. At this point, you should be looking at all of these people in the industry sideways, okay? And you can't just say that it's Mauro anymore. Oh, Mauro's just talking shit. Oh, Mauro's just being negative. Oh, Mauro just don't like nobody. Oh, Mauro's jealous. You can't say that no more. If YouTube was not deceited, you can't say that it's just me anymore because all this stuff has come out. I tell you what, go tell Cassie that this shit ain't real, that the things that I've been saying for years, go tell her that it's not real. Right? See, that's the beautiful thing about it. And maybe it is time that I come back because I started to stop this show, but no, maybe it is time for me to come back because finally I'm being vindicated. And people like myself, such as myself, are finally being vindicated. I'm glad this shit is coming out. And don't pump fake and try to pretend like, oh, no, you know, I always believe. No. I got a lot of heat for years, man. I was telling the truth the whole time. I was trying to tell y'all. You don't know what these people do to get to where they've gotten to. You just see the fame and the money and the cars and you want to inspire to be like them, but you don't know what they have to do. Now, I'm not saying there's anything wrong with being successful, but to what level, to what degree? You know, at what point is it going too far, you know? Because you don't just walk... You don't just walk through those doors, man. You got to do something to get there. Because the people at the top are a bunch of weirdos. And in order for you to get into those doors, you got to do some weirdo activity. What do you think? You just going to be the normal person, the normal guy that just walk through there? Like everybody else is weird, but you know, me, my talent is going to be enough. Hell no. They want you to get down. So anyway, I've been vindicated, and just goes to prove that people such as myself have been telling the truth the whole damn time, and there's more that's going to come out about Puff. This is just the beginning. What they're about to do, the stuff that's about to come out about Puff, is going to be like an everyday, it's going to be an avalanche. Just like they did Cosby, just like they did R. Kelly. They're not going to stop. And people have been making jokes online saying that Diddy might want to call up Russell Simmons. He's somebody I forgot about. Because I think Russell Simmons, where did he move to? India or something like that? I forget where he moved to. But anyway, he got the hell out of the country. And they're saying that Diddy better run. And I know it's a joke, but I mean, look, this man had to step down from Revolt. He about to lose it all, man. And what they're going to do is they're going to drain him of his money. And when they drain him of his money, he won't be able to afford those lawyers, those high-end lawyers anymore. And, buddy, when he can no longer afford those top-notch lawyers, that's when the floodgates are going to open. That's when more people, and it's not going to just be women. It's going to be men are going to come out and tell what Puff did to them. You talking about somebody that's been at the top since the mid-90s, 2020, going into 2024. Can you imagine the shit that's coming out? The shit that's going to come out. Can you imagine? people are going to be ashamed to have even known Diddy. It's going to get so bad. This is my prediction. It's going to get so bad that you're going to have rappers and artists saying, hey, I knew Diddy, but I wasn't involved in that shit. That's what's going to happen. People going to be like, look, man, I knew Diddy, but I ain't know him like that. Joe Budden is already doing that. He's already talking about, well, you know, I used to go to, you know, Diddy party, but when Diddy's parties started getting weird, I used to leave. So I never, you know, he's already trying to be like, hey, get my name out of this shit. Because he know people going, everybody that knew Diddy and was attached to Diddy is going to get questioned. Not necessarily by the law, but by the public. The internet never loses. You know, and everybody that supported him and backed up Diddy's the big unk, you know, and everybody loves talking about he's the unk, you know, he's that's the big homie. He gave me my break. He helped me out. People gonna say, oh, really? He helped you out? Helped you out how? Now, what did you have to do to receive that help? Now that it's coming out, what he had to do to get to where he got to. You see? It's going to get real ugly, man. Really, really ugly. All right, let's have a moment of honesty, shall we? Cardi B is, I don't know. I don't know if she's pretending to be not woke, but she's pretending to, I don't know, get on these Democrats all of a sudden. And anyway, it's from Zero Hedge. It says, Cardi B turns on Democrats. Cardi B says, bitch, we're going to be drowning in fucking rats. This is what it says. I'm not cursing, just for the sake of cursing. Cardi B turns on Democrats. This is what she said. Bitch, we're going to be drowning in fucking rats. It says Bronx-raised rapper Cardi B turned on Democrats and New York City Mayor Eric Adams for controversial budgets last week that would affect schools, libraries, firefighters, police, and more. It says Cardi B, whose real name is, I don't even know how to say her name. Anyway, she was once a mega supporter of the Biden administration. Now she's going through the angry regret phrase as New York City. It says phrase. I think they meant phase. Angry regret phase as New York City Mayor Eric Adams announced 5%. Across the board budget cuts that will impact all residents. All right. It says the cuts are primarily driven by the Democrats' open southern border policy that has flooded the metro area with more than 100,000 illegals. It says during the live stream, which was reposted on social media, she started off with, I'm an angry ass bitch right now. I'm an angry ass bitch. I'm about to go off right now. And, you know, Cardi B has a loud mouth that, you know, that goes without saying. But, I tell you what, I'll get to this part. It says, she noted, if something happens to me, it's because I'm speaking the truth. First of all, nothing's going to happen to you that wasn't going to happen already. You're just a part of the New World Order system. You're nothing but a little puppet. Okay? And when you're all used up, they're going to get rid of you like they do everybody else. It's not because you're speaking truth all of a sudden. Because you're really not speaking truth. You're just saying things that people should already know. And one thing I must say, I hate when people, I hate when people congratulate or reward individuals like her, like she's like all of a sudden becoming some kind of truth teller. She's not a truth teller. She's just a loudmouth. But, you know, people like her music for what? I don't know. She's just a loudmouth. It says the first round of truth. There is a $120 million budget cut in New York that's going to affect schools, public libraries, public, it says police department, and a $5 million budget cut in sanitation. This is where she's, this is why she's screaming, bitch, we're going to be drowning in fucking rats. That's what she was screaming. But no shit, New York has been drowning in rats. New York is a fucking rat hole. It's the king city of rats. And yes, they cut the budget because they hate you. All of you liberal cities, they hate you. These are the people that want you to eat bugs. These are the people that basically told you if you didn't inject some poisonous shot inside of you, you weren't going to be able to work. You forgot about 2021. These are the same people. They hate you. And they think that you're stupid, and you are. You prove them right every day. Because you're still going to vote for them. Who are you fooling? And I think she went on to say she's not voting for no. Oh, yeah. Matter of fact, here it is. It says Cardi B then turned on Democrats and says, I'm not endorsing no fucking president no more. She exclaimed, President Biden can fund two wars but can't fund cities. No shit. Thank you for using one part of your brain, whatever that part is, if there's anything left, if there's a part left, piece left of your damn brain, woman. It takes these people, I don't know, what takes these people so long to figure out that they don't give a damn about you? I'm going to read this part again. It says, Cardi B exclaimed that, or she said that President Biden can fund two wars but can't fund cities. They don't give a shit about you. These people have, the U.S. has money, enough money to feed everybody in the world. They don't give a shit. Says, what, you just now figuring this out? Where have you been? Says Cardi B, excuse me. It says, what's going to happen, this is a quote, what's going to happen to my nieces, what's going to happen to my nephews, and what's going to happen to my cousins, my aunts, my friends that are living in the hood? She asked. Well, they're going to be drowning in rats. That's what's going to happen. Just like you said, they're going to be drowning in rats. Because that's what Democrat cities were made for. They were made for this moment. Look at Baltimore. Look at Chicago. Look at Philadelphia. Look at San Francisco. Right? The elite side will be the elite side, and the poor side will be the poor side. That's it. Anyway, says, you all doing budget cuts on the biggest city in the United States. That shit is getting out of hand. Oh, no, really, Cardi?
Really? Says they don't want to say the word, but we're going through a recession right now. No shit. Cardi B, welcome to the fucking party. Where the fuck have you been? This is what she says. She Cardi B went on to say, I'm from the Bronx. I don't want to see my shit affected. No, the Bronx has been affected a very fucking long time, Cardi B. Says everybody be like, New York is dirty. No shit. This is what she says. Everybody be like, yo, New York is dirty. No shit. New York is famous for being dirty. Okay? That's me saying that. But this is what she says. Everybody be like, New York is dirty. It's dirty. The rapper said, adding, we're going to get even dirtier with the fucking budget cut. No shit, Cardi B. I know I don't like her. She bragged about setting men up and, putting shit in their drink and then allowing gay men to rape them. Something she bragged about. She admitted to it, at least. You can say that. I believe it was on Vlad TV. She spoke on it. But yeah, man. Anyways, libtards will do what libtards do. And again, Republicans and conservatives, they have their own stupidity, you know, when it comes to Trump, and they just think, they swear to God, Trump is their savior. These people are so stupid. They don't see that they're being played. But anyway, Democrats are dumb, they're stupid, but Republicans have their own stupidity. They can't even see past this shit show, which makes them even worse to a certain degree than Democrats, because Democrats are stupid. They're just in the system. They're in the matrix. They don't have a fucking clue. They don't know their ass from a fucking hole in the wall. Okay, they're the people that, if all the news media told them that the sky has now identified as pink, they would go with it. And that sounds stupid, but they really would do that. And they would fucking go with it. They would go, now, technically speaking, you know, they're the technically speaking people, you know, the stupid, dumb dipshits. Technically, you know, a liberal is about to lie to you whenever they say, well, technically speaking, shut the fuck up. Right? So, but conservatives, Republicans, they're supposed to be more in the know, more aware, more in the know. They're supposed to be in the know. They're supposed to know what the fuck is going on, but they get tripped up and trapped up by people like Trump and DeSantis and who's going to be the next hero, Elon Musk. And I tell these people, they're all actors. They're all playing with you. It's just a game. Ladies and gentlemen, it's all just a game. The elites are going to do what the elites do. The elites are going to take care of the elites. They don't give a shit about you, people. Right? They don't give a damn about their own self. They throw each other under the bus. Imagine how they feel about you, normal people. You little nothings. The gum on the bottom of their shoe. So Cardi B is outraged. Yo, New York is going to get even dirtier. No shit, Cardi B. What do you think they wanted it to be? These are the people that are telling you you're going to eat bugs in the future. You're going to own nothing and you're going to love it. All right, so I wasn't going to talk about this, but damn it, it's here. So I must address it. Real quick, let's have a moment of honesty. Musk. This came from InfoWars, so he's your boy, Alex Jones and them. Musk on Rogan, because Elon Musk was on Rogan, and apparently they, you know, had a Halloween special of some sort. And Rogan was dressed up in a, I don't know, anyway, looked weird. Musk on Rogan says George Soros fundamentally hates humanity and wants to erode fabric of civilization. And if you want to talk about controlled opposition, Elon Musk is controlled as control can be. Okay. And like I said before, you know, you people, it's up to you. You want to be stupid, be stupid. But I believe he's been crowned the face of artificial intelligence and space and everything else. Everything else is bullshit in this world. So he's playing the hero, even though he's going to be one of the people, main people, setting up this technocracy. This digital control grid. But again, he's just the face of it. Okay, but he's playing hero. And again, he says, this is what Musk says. He says, George Soros fundamentally hates humanity and wants to erode the fabric of civilization. Now, you know that the globalist elites, they love to, or they feel like it's a must to control both sides. Okay, the good side and the bad side and your heroes, your villains and everything else. They control both sides. It says during a Tuesday, during Tuesday's Halloween's episode of the Joe Rogan Experience podcast, Tesla CEO, SpaceX co-founder and ex-owner Elon Musk made many viral comments, says including a jab at billionaire globalist George Soros. Musk stated, Soros actually is, I believe, the top contributor to the Democratic Party, and the second one was Sam Bankman-Fried. And Soros, he had a very difficult upbringing, and in my opinion, he fundamentally hates humanity. And it says he wants to erode the fabric of civilization. And you got all of these top influencers on the right wing, you know, these Republican right wing influencers that just love Elon Musk. They kiss his feet. You know, they kiss the ring. They do anything Elon does. They're just like, oh, Elon Musk said this and Elon Musk said that. These people are so full of shit. So anyways, Musk goes on to point out, now I'll pull this part up. It says, because Rogan, you know, he likes to play that, oh, really? Is he really doing that? You know, that guy, that's what Rogan does. He always acts like he doesn't know what's going on. So Musk replied with, and this is what he answered. He says, he's doing things, he's talking about George Soros. He's doing things that erode the fabric of civilization, you know, getting DAs, district attorneys, elected that refuse to prosecute crime, which is true, but at the same time, that's done on purpose. Okay, by the same people that fund people like Elon Musk. Says that's part of the problem in San Francisco and in LA and a bunch of other cities. So why would you do that? Says Elon went on to explain how Soros bet against the British pound to make a fortune and noted that he is intelligent despite becoming a bit senile in his old age. Talking about George Soros. I just wanted to get on that right quick and just talk shit about Elon because people don't understand it. They don't get the idea, the concept of controlled opposition, and what does that mean? What does that represent? What does that mean for you? it means that you have to use your own brain, because the people on the left are controlled and the people on the right are controlled. You, there's no one speaking for you. Okay. God damn it. Use your own brain. Elon Musk is going to bring in the Neuralink, which is going to be tied into the chip that they're going to put under your skin. He's already admitted that, oh yeah, you know, I was one of the people that was behind this artificial intelligence boom. And oh, but at the same time, we got to protect the people from artificial intelligence because it can get out of hand. You know, he's just the face of it all. He's just the face of it all. He's controlled opposition. But for some reason, the supposedly woke people don't get it. They don't understand it. They don't realize that he's just a puppet, man. He's a puppet at best. That's it, man. They give you the illusion that someone is on your side. So they, for example, the whole reason why I brought this up, they use Elon Musk. They bring him out to talk shit about George Soros. And what does that do to the psyche of the right wing, or you can say the Christian right, conservative right? It makes them think, oh, Elon's on our side. Look at how he's talking shit about George Soros. He has to be one of us. No, that's the trick. That's the trick, man. He's just fucking with you. Excuse me. He's just messing with you. That's the whole scam. Okay? Good cop, bad cop. That's all it is, man. It's just... Damn. I don't see how you people don't get it. I just don't. And every time you turn around, it's Elon Musk, the billionaire, that's fighting against the globalist elites. And this guy, Alex Jones, no matter how many times, and I've heard people call into Alex Jones' show and call out Elon Musk for being a goddamn globalist. But Alex always pretends like he's neutral and he doesn't know. And, well, I'm not sure, you know, Elon could be, you know, I know he said things in the past that I don't agree with, but at the same time, you know, he's really being persecuted right now by the globalist elites. And that's the whole shit show. That's what I'm trying to tell you. This whole idea that Elon is being persecuted or he's being attacked by the globalist elites is just theater. It's just theater. They're making you think that, oh no, they're attacking Elon. He's got to be one of us because they're coming after him. No, dude. They're not really coming after him. It's just news. They just put that in the news to make you think that Elon is serving a purpose that's for the people, so you can get behind him and rally behind him. Meanwhile, he's, like I said, he's bringing in Neuralink. He's one of the people behind this artificial intelligence boom, which is going to take away jobs from millions of people. He's going to be involved in setting up these smart cities, 15-minute cities. He's with all this shit. Okay? Just understand that this controlled opposition, there's controlled opposition out there. And they're playing their role. That's it. That's it. That's all. There is no heroes. Use your own brain. Stop being gullible. Stop looking for a hero. It doesn't exist. Okay? That's it. That's all.